Did you see Trainwreck yet, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Trainwreck, okay. too.
All right.
I liked it. The intervention scene with LeBron is worth the whole movie.
It was, but what happens to...
It just disappears.
Yeah, what happens to LeBron after that? Like, he's such a big part of the movie, and then he just disappears. Dude. I don't understand.
Yeah,
he took his talents to another movie.
I don't know what happened there. Because that scene is so good. Like, I liked it a lot, but it was Apatow'd. He Apatow'd a movie he didn't write.
What's up? This is Movies On Up. Family is the greatest gift of all. My podcast family, seated directly across from me, Mr. Dave Bisella.
That's me.
That's Mr. Dave. I'm Ryan. We are Movies On Up. Family is the greatest gift of all. Is very true, and also our tagline for this week. If you think you know what movie that comes from, we would love to hear about it in one of the three following ways. You can submit your guess to us via our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup. You can tweet your guess at Mr. Mike Mann on the Twitter, at Movies On Up, or you can send us an email, moviesonup@gmail.com. If you are correct, and if we choose you, you will get the greatest gift of all outside of family, and that is, of course, the Movies On Up prize package, which will be full of all sorts of great items. Perhaps a little orphan child. I don't know.
You know what? I hadn't really checked in yet.
No, that's fair. I always introduce Dave, and he's like, yep, that's me. And then he's back out for about another 2 to 3 minutes.
I was trying to figure out what episode we're recording right now.
Well, I'll tell you what episode we're recording right now. It's not a list episode. It's not a discussion episode, but it is one of my favorite ones to record of the year. It is our fantasy film ball draft episode, where Dave and I are going to pick our fantasy film ball teams this year. I think this is our third time.
This would be our fourth fantasy film ball.
Damn.
Maybe.
Well,
third or fourth,
give or take. What difference does it make? It's not like the NFL knows how many seasons they've played, so it doesn't matter. But if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We have two big games that we play.
Be the fourth.
More often than not. I don't think we played Box Office Bash this summer.
We forgot to play Box Office Bash.
It's not like there were any movies that made any money at the box office this summer, so that was a bad summer to play anyway. But since Film Ball is my baby, I wanted to make sure we played it this year. And basically, what we do is select 5 movies that we think, via a combination of money it makes at the box office and award nominations and hopefully eventually award wins, we've assigned some points. The scoring system we're actually going to keep the same way it was last year. There is a blog post up from last year that kind of explains all that out. We'll put it up again this year, and any tweaks that we may make between now and when this goes up.
I think if I'm correct, I think it's a point for every $10 million the movie makes domestically.
That is correct.
From release until January 31st.
Yes.
It is 2 points for every Oscar and Golden Globe nomination.
That is also correct.
And it is 3 points for every Oscar and Golden Globe win.
That is correct. I think you've hit the trifecta.
All right.
So that's our scoring system. Again, it'll be up in a blog post at moviesonup.com if you kind of need that as you are putting together your list, which we hope you all do. It's great for Dave and I to sit here and play against each other, which is all well and good. But we really do like when listeners send us their lists. There was one listener we clowned in 2012.
He came in like second place.
Because he put Silver Linings Playbook on his list. And we're like, ha ha ha, you buffoon. And he would have cleaned our clocks because that was a hell of a pick.
Yeah.
Dave and I both kind of have our rankings, and it's interesting to hear how other people
I kind of don't this year. This year's weird. We had the year where there was Lincoln, and there was like a handful of like, oh, these are going to be hits. They're going to be Oscar contenders. They're safe. Last year, Annie went number one overall because it was such a crapshoot. I think this year, I think there's one that's really, really obvious.
I would think so.
There's a LeBron in this draft. Like, there's a number one pick that's clear. Outside of that, you got to pick how you play. Outside of that number one pick, I think there are two or three that are big box office plays that are going to be in there. But then I think the rest, you're just gambling on awards pretty much and hoping one of them picks up some box office.
Which is very hard for us to do because essentially, on one hand, we're sort of doing a box office prediction and we're doing an Oscar preview.
In September.
Before the movies have been released, before we've seen them, and before any nominations have been announced. So we are really getting out on a limb there. But if you would like to play along with us, send us your five. And by any means, it can be any combination of the five movies Dave and I have. We won't have any crossover on our lists, but you guys can have five that you cherry pick off ours. Email them is probably the best way, moviesonup@gmail.com. Email us your five, and we'll kind of put it all together. And somebody is going to win the Fan Fantasy Film Ball League.
We pick five movies. We do a draft, and in typical Movies on Up fashion,
I don't know what's going on.
We did not determine who was getting the number one pick. So we're going to do that live on the air right now. I have Box Office Mojo pulled up, but my hands are not on the keyboard. Ryan, you give me a random movie, and then I will ask a random question, and then we'll look it up and find the answer. And whoever's closest.
Wait, I give you any movie.
Any movie.
And you ask me a random question?
Just pick a random movie.
The Hunt for Red October.
Okay. What was its opening weekend?
I don't understand, like, how this is working. Like, I'm just guessing.
I'm
going
to guess. We're both guessing for the opening weekend.
Oh, I see.
And whoever's closest.
Is it closest without going over?
It can't
just, like,
be, because
right?
We have no idea. That movie was, what, 1992?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go over.
Probably. I'll go first. Let me do $12 million.
I'm going to go 7.5.
And now we're going to do some really good radio wherein Dave types in The Hunt for Red October. Boo, 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 boo. For those of you playing along at home, this is how we're going to determine who gets the number one pick and picks the LeBron.
You get the first pick, which is fitting. 17.161.
All right. I actually feel kind of good about being within $5 million on that movie.
Like, that opened in 1990. I thought that would be like when movies were opening to like, 7 million to...
Hey, man, don't sell short the crew of the Red October. That was a hell of a cast. That's full of movie stars at the time.
Just to be fair, the number two movie that week, 5 million.
What was the number two movie?
Driving Miss Daisy. For the
In its 80th week.
To win the number one overall pick, what was number three that week?
No, I already won the overall number one pick.
We're redoing it.
No, we're not.
It was Hard to Kill. I get the number one pick.
Hard to Kill. I get the number one pick, and of course, we've been doing a Star Wars episode every month for the last however many months. I firmly believe it's going to make all the money. Now, the thing with Star Wars you have to consider is it's till the end of January, so it basically has a month and a half to make money.
It's going to make...
Which is going to make a ton of money. Box office-wise, what do you think it makes in 6-7 weeks of release?
650.
I was going conservative, and I said $500 million, because $700 roundabout is the range for second, third, all time. So do you think it'll do that in 6 weeks?
I think it'll be pretty close.
Either way, we're both kind of on the similar page, where you're going to get between 50 and 70 points for
Star Wars.
And
that's even if – that's not counting if it gets, like, costumes.
Or a John Williams score.
Yeah, a
score. That can happen as well.
Like, best picture nom. Like,
yeah, best director, best actor. Peter Mayhew. So yeah, I'm gonna go Star Wars as my number one pick.
So this was the clear cut number one.
Yeah,
there's not a clear cut number two. There's the safe box office picks. How do you want to play it? I guess I'll go safe box office just to try to keep up. Hunger Games.
That's kind of the one that I had second, because I do think box office wise, it's gonna make a ton of money.
It's gonna make $450.
Yeah, and with that being out in November, I mean, you have. For all intents and purposes, yeah.
Run almost.
Yeah, pretty much. So I do think that'll do very well. And I don't have very many other movies. Actually, I don't have any that I think are 40-point movies outside of Star Wars. Hunger Games was kind of that second level.
Just off box office?
Yeah. Just off box office. I mean, even it's so hard to factor in the Oscars because you just don't know. And I think this year it could be so scattershot that I don't know if anything's going to sweep. Sure as hell don't know, having not seen any of these things.
Yeah.
For the third overall pick in the 2015 Fantasy Film Ball Draft, Ryan selects from Pixar, The Good Dinosaur. This is one that is going to make box office, a kids movie. It's not going to win Best Picture or Best Animated.
It's going to be nominated.
Yeah, it'll finish second to the other Pixar movie this year.
Yeah. I'm glad you went Good Dinosaur so early, because...
Because you wanted to do it?
No, I really don't know... This doesn't feel like a Pixar home run to me. This feels like if they're going to have a miss, it feels like it might be this. It's been delayed so many times. It's been pushed back. The story, there's like very little dialogue, which I realize there was in WALL-E also, but I just have a feeling, and I just don't feel as comfortable with this one. I know it's a safe pick, but I just, it doesn't feel as safe as it should. For my second pick, the fourth overall, I'm going to stick with box office. It's guaranteed a couple, probably an Oscar nom and a Golden Globe nom for best song when Sam Smith is belting out those hits. I'm going with Spectre, the Bond movie. We slept on Skyfall the year we did it when Skyfall came out. Skyfall was like a $250 million movie.
And I think this one has potential to be more than that.
I think it will be, yeah. Just because it's building off of Skyfall. Mm-hmm. Bond themes generally get Golden Globe and Oscar nominations, if not wins. So I feel comfortable with it. Like,
honestly, it was very tough for me to choose between Good Dinosaur and Spectre. My two favorite film franchises are Star Wars and James Bond. So I very easily could have those two. And I think that's a good pick. I kind of did what you did. I went with the gut, and the gut led me to Pixar. But for my third pick, I think we've kind of exhausted what we feel like are sort of the biggest home runs as far as box office-wise. I think you said there was about maybe three or four you felt good about. I agree. And this is kind of where that line comes. So now you're kind of just going off of wild guess at what things might do. And I'm going to go wild guess. And goodness knows, there's enough biopics coming out that I feel like Steve Jobs is going to be nominated for Fassbender. I could absolutely
Aaron
see.
Aaron Sorkin's getting a script nomination.
He always does.
Danny Boyle.
Best director, best picture. I mean, I could easily see this with four nominations. Now, I don't know that it'll win.
Seth Rogen, I wouldn't be shocked. They like to. Yeah. They like those kind of stories. Naomi Watts. This was going to be my pick if you didn't.
I thought it would be.
Because I feel like it's going to tape for me so far. I didn't take the time to rank them because I wanted to go by gut.
Yeah.
Star Wars was number one. But in that tier right there, I think you had Good Dinosaur, Spectre, and Hunger Games. Those were the first four picks.
Yeah.
I think outside of that, I think there's that second tier that I think there are two movies that I think are surefire. They're going to get a lot of Oscar nominations, and they have a chance at doing well at the box office.
Sure.
You took one of them with Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I'm taking the other with Bridge of Spies. Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks. I feel like that's going to get a lot of love because it is Steven Spielberg. It is Tom Hanks. It's probably going to be fairly successful at the box office.
It seems mainstream with those two names, Spielberg and Hanks, in a story that's not much of a reach for people, based off real events, based off a real guy, I think.
I think so.
I could see those guys getting nominated. I don't think that Tom Hanks is going to win. I really think for best lead actor, it's going to come down to Fassbender and my guy that I'm going to take right now. This is going out on a limb because I don't know that it's...
I don't think so. If I'm guessing right, it's what I want to pick next.
Okay. I don't think it'll be acceptable to the masses, per se. It might be one of those times where when you hear that Matthew McConaughey is going to play a guy that has AIDS, or you hear that Jared Leto is going to play...
The Joker?
Yeah, he's going to play the Joker, or a druggy prostitute, that you think, oh, these are kind of shoo-ins. These are what the Oscars like. And I absolutely think that Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl, this to me, I really feel like it's either Fassbender for Jobs or it's Redmayne for this. Again, sight completely unseen. But to me, those are Oscar performances based solely on the smell of it. And if Redmayne does a good job, which he's been great in everything I've ever seen him in, this is going to get a Best Actor nom, at the very least. It's going to get a Best Picture nom, probably Best Director, pretty much all the things I said about Steve Jobs.
Based on the trailer, you know what else I think it's a shoo-in for? Best Actress, because Alicia Vikander looks like she destroys this movie. I realize it's a Redmayne movie, but in the trailer,
right,
she looks like she's doing the heavy lifting.
And she was really good in Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah. This is her year. Like, she's
absolutely.
This will be like the third major release or third movie that she's in. That's,
yeah, if you don't want to count The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, this would have been my next choice. I was hoping you hadn't paid much attention to it because I really do think, again, sight unseen, if I had to guess right now, I would say Redmayne is the front runner for Best Actor, just based on what he's doing. And I think it'll get Best Picture at least, Best Actress, maybe some other stuff. And so my next one, it's another one of those, maybe a Best Actor, maybe a Best Director, maybe a Best Film, possibly Best Supporting Actor. It's The Revenant. Inarritu's new one,
yeah,
starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy. I feel like even if this isn't the hit, Leo's going to bring box office. Mm-hmm. Inarritu's riding high off of his win. Like, I think the movie's going to do fairly well at the box office. Even if it doesn't get Leo's nom or Tom Hardy's nom or Inarritu gets shut out this year or they don't throw it, it's an Inarritu movie. It's going to get editing. It's going to get cinematography. It's going to get some technical nominations at the very least.
It's a big cast. There could be some supporting noms.
Especially when it
that.
Comes to Golden Globes. Yeah. So every time it's like I kind of pick two movies in mind. I'm afraid I'll have to pick between those two.
Yeah.
And each time it's gone to tape where you've picked the one, so I don't have to make any decisions. So just based on that, I kind of know what your next pick would be. But I'd like to hear you tell us.
It's my fifth pick. I feel pretty good about my box office with Star Wars. I mean, the other movies can make $12, and I think I'm okay. I feel good about the awards between Danish Girl and Jobs. So I'm really just taking a flyer on my number five. And if you're going to take a flyer as your last pick, you could do worse than David O. Russell and Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper. So I'm actually going to surprise Dave a little bit. I'm going to take Joy.
That is kind of a shocker because I forgot to write it down. That movie was in the back of my head, but I didn't jot it down on my top 12. I like it. I like the pick, especially for the ninth pick overall. But it really screws me because I had three movies left.
Because now you actually have to make a decision.
I had three movies left on mine. I almost want to petition that we do six movies this year just so I can get two of my final three because I thought it was going to come down to the two. I really did.
It probably did. I mean, I had
I had
three movies on my list. I had two that were ranked higher than this, and I thought, all right, risk reward. Let's just go with this based on risk or based on the potential for reward.
Like, I really don't. Here's where we stand. I have one that I thought was going to be off the board by now. So it's just sitting there. It's, you know, Aaron Rodgers at number 24 just waiting for me.
Maybe.
I have what I feel is this year's Foxcatcher for me. To where I feel like it's going to get a lot of nominations, but it doesn't seem like people are talking about it.
Is that The Revenant?
No.
Oh, this is all the same movie you're
No, these
about.
Are three different movies.
Oh,
this
damn,
is where
okay.
I'm coming from. And there's one that I think is going to get a lot of awards. It's going to do crap at the box office, but I think it's going to get a lot of awards for cinematography, supporting actress, lead actress, director, film, all that stuff. So out of those three, I'm at a total loss on what to do.
You should go with the actress because we don't have that.
I can't, though, because we sleep every time. Film Ball, we never pick because he has later releases, but then we always regret it.
QT.
Yeah, and we always skip out on Quentin Tarantino. So that's the one that I did not expect to be. Last year, my 10th pick was a stupid Jason Reitman movie starring Adam Sandler because I had no other ideas. So for my 10th choice to get something that it's going to get a writing nomination.
Best original screenplay, pretty much always.
I mean, Jennifer Jason Leigh that's in that one? She'll jump in there as an actress contender. At least, I'm very confident with this pick because what's nice about this one, Golden Globe's going to count it a comedy. So
you can get
Sammy Jackson, everybody in this is going to be considered for a comedy. So I think I'll get some noms there. I think it'll sneak into Best Picture. And I think it'll do pretty well. I'll only have like 5 weeks of box office to judge it on, but we missed on Django, and it would have been a good pick.
Absolutely, Oscar winner, a couple times over.
Yeah, so I couldn't leave QT again. Did you have any that you left off?
Yeah, the one I was trying to steer you towards,
Carol.
Yeah, absolutely. We sleep on Quentin Tarantino. We also sleep on actress nominations.
And this is going to get two of them.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if either Rooney Mara or Cate Blanchett actually won.
One, if not both.
Right. It comes out at the end of November, so you have 2 months of box office, which I don't think is going to be phenomenal for the movie at all, but I think that there's going to be the award noms there. And because the ones that I had kind of focused on or were more male, although, like you said, Vikander may very well be nominated or win for Danish Girl.
I mean, my Hunger Games is my number one. It's a girl power movie.
Yeah, no doubt Jennifer Lawrence will be nominated for that and not my number five, Joy. That was kind of left out there. I'm sort of surprised with the way Gravity performed that neither of us took The Martian. Again, giant cast. I could see that doing pretty well at the box office and getting, you know, cinematography, sound editing.
That's my
stuff
Ridley
like that.
Scott. I don't trust Ridley Scott.
Well, obviously, neither of us do, really.
I don't look at Ridley Scott as an Oscar. It looks great, but so did The Counselor. And The Counselor had this phenomenal cast.
Yeah.
And so I skipped it. The Foxcatcher for me this year is Spotlight. Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Mark Ruffalo. I feel like I'm really going to regret not picking that because I feel like that's going to sneak in there and get a lot. That's in my gut, but my gut has been wrong so many times. But, I mean, it wasn't way wrong on Foxcatcher. Foxcatcher still got
the noms.
Actors supporting in film and a couple others. So, I mean, I wasn't way off on that. I just feel like that was a safer bet than Spotlight. Just have a feeling about that movie.
I sort of don't disagree with you. I think that this year I think is going to be very interesting for the Oscars. Whereas last year we maybe couldn't really tell what was going to happen because we just really weren't sure that it was necessarily a great year for performances and for movies. Dave and I had to scratch our heads to figure out what the best picture was from last year. Birdman, it was a good movie. Not sure that it was great. Trying to remember performances from last year, too. This year, I think we're going to get some really good performances, and they're going to be really good ones that don't win.
There's going to be good ones that don't get nominated.
Absolutely.
Like you have the Bryan Cranston. That,
yeah, Trumbo.
Yeah, there's a lot of people clawing for that Oscar nom this year. I mean, who knows? Concussion could be a giant hit, and that could propel Will Smith. I don't see it. But we've been wrong before. Like Moneyball, I never would have guessed that for Moneyball.
Right.
So
I kind of put on the list the Peanuts movie just because I thought that could be.
It's a safe family movie.
Yeah, yeah, safe family movie. I thought box office-wise it could make a decent amount and maybe get nominated for Best Animated. But that would have been, you know, like a late-round pick at best. Based pretty much off box office alone, I thought it could make enough to at least warrant consideration. But I'd rather take a movie like Joy that I don't think is going to make as much as the box office, but could maybe get some awards. Maybe not. That could be a complete throwaway, but I'll take my chances. I'd like to take my chances on hearing the five movies that you guys pick. Send your rosters to us, moviesonup@gmail.com. We would prefer them by the second week of October, or, I mean, obviously, if you want to send, and none of your movies come out till November, I guess we can let you go a little bit later, although maybe there could be one that bombs, and you're like, ooh, thank God I didn't pick that. Send them to us sometime towards the beginning part of October. We'd appreciate that. moviesonup@gmail.com. We won't tell anybody what you picked until the end and when we kind of tabulate the scores. And those of you that do very well, then we'll be sure to tell.
Let's say October 16th.
Okay, that sounds good. October 16th. Get them to us by then. We'll play for all the spoils that are associated with winning the Fantasy Film Ball. For this year, I'd be interested to see how many people don't pick Star Wars.
I would say none.
I would think none, but
I mean, like, honestly, though, if you had to pick five, that would be tough. I would probably do Star Wars, Hunger Games, Steve Jobs, Spectre, and Bridge of Spies, maybe. I don't know. Like, that's
I
just
would still want. I think I'd go.
Or replace Bridge of Spies maybe with good. No, I don't know. Probably Bridge of Spies.
I think I'd go Star Wars, Hunger Games, Jobs, Danish Girl. That fifth one would be tough. I might go Bond. Be hard to leave off Bond that I think is going to make $300 million.
Like the past few years, we've each had surprises, I think. You've always had something that didn't register on mine. The closest we had to Joy, and that's only not on my list because I forgot to write it down.
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot because I remember thinking about it yesterday. And so, I mean, I don't think this is the closest year that we went to chalk as close as possible because I had 12 movies. You know, I had two left over. The other 10 were picked.
Yeah. That's where I'm at, too.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't jump out and sneak anything in there that I wasn't thinking of. You know, I tried to hope you forgot Danish Girl. I was going to call on Carol if I had to, but you were on the same page there. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited.
Our Oscar picks will be fun this year because I feel like they'll be the same. We'll just be like, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So it'll be a really short Oscar pick'em episode. But like I said, we'd love to hear what your picks for Fantasy Film Ball are. Send those to us. moviesonup@gmail.com. Like Dave said, I got a little lost. This is our last episode of September, but we're not done for this week. We will have another episode for you this week. Thursday is October 1st, and we're going to give you our 31 films to watch in October. A lot of these are going to be Netflix jams, so you don't have to go to the video store. You just have to pay like $8, $9 a month for Netflix. Hopefully you do. We're sponsored, obviously, by Netflix. They pay us millions of dollars to do this. But you can check out most of them on there. Some other ones you may need
we'll
to.
We'll throw up a blog post with it, too. We'll probably list them in the actual post for it, maybe.
Apparently we will. I guess I can do that.
If whoever's in charge, if I get a hold of our webmaster in time to put it up, we'll get him listed.
I think he's listening.
Yeah. We'll get him on there so that you have a visual representation, too.
So the next time we talk to you will be in October, our favorite month of the year.
Spooky.
Spooky October. But until then.
Keep it up.